BTP, Big Business Technology for Small Business.
Good morning, it's Michael from BTP here. How are you today? Here in South Australia yesterday, what a hot one. Well, we almost hit 48 degrees here where we are. That's in Celsius. 120, almost hit like, I don't know, 120-ish Fahrenheit, quite warm. The reason for today's Facebook Live message is to talk about something a little bit geeky, but something that may affect you. Let's talk about airflow, temperatures, air short circuits, things like that. Things that people don't think about with servers. They hear the fans arc up, they don't know what they're on about, but these things happen with servers. On a 48 degree day, do you need to have an air conditioner above your server or with your server cranking out at a low 16 degrees? No, you don't. Lots of server rooms I've seen in the past are super cooled. You need to put a jumper on even on a hot day because yeah, they're at 16 degrees. What a load of waste of power. Seriously, they don't need to be. Now going back 10 years or so, most circuit boards in computers, you put in little daughter boards, most of them could only handle up to about 35 degrees. If the inside ambient air and around it was 35 degrees or more, it could crash. There could be problems with it. Now we've got heat sinks and fans and things on them, and they're less likely to crash. But some of the things people need to think about. A lot of people will put servers into a cabinet and push the cabinet hard up against the wall. And that means that the air coming out of the power supply has nowhere to go, recirculates through the system, heating itself up, getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And that's why people hear fans on servers arcing up and making a lot of noise. Now, what's going to happen if it hits 80 degrees? Is your server going to catch fire, blow up, something going to happen? Most servers these days have got built-in thermo detectors that if they get to a certain tolerance, they'll start shutting down or start starting up fans. So generally, you're okay. So if you've got a server and you want to stick it in a room, give it some airflow behind it. Let it breathe. Don't stick it hard up against the wall. Don't close the back door on your rack so it can't breathe. Make sure there's room there. It needs to be sucking in cool air from somewhere. And that's where your air short circuit comes from. If you're using fans and things like that and vents and all the rest of it, you don't want to be bringing air in from multiple locations. You want to bring air in from one location, let it waft through the equipment and out to another location. Two fans that are opposing and bringing air in and facing and fitting against each other will create an air stall or an air short circuit and the air won't move. And your server will overheat, or your workstation, your gamer machine, whatever you're using may overheat. These gamers are going to stick huge fans on their machines often forget that the air has to come in, the air has to go out. Not that the air comes in from both sides and fights with each other and causes no air movement in the middle because equally based fans. So you need to have air cooling, yes. You need to have heat sinks, yes. You need to keep things cool, yes, but does it need to be 16 degrees? Well, most split systems in server rooms that I see, it's a combination of an air vent in the door to let fresh air in. It's recirculating air at around about 23 to 26 degrees. Doesn't need to be much cooler than that. It will survive. If it gets too hot in that room, you've got a power failure, the UPS kicks in, all the air conditioners turn off. If it gets to 40, 50 degrees in that room, the server may shut itself down and you may need to bring it back up. It hasn't done any damage. It's self-sacrificed its uptime by turning itself off. So yes, this affects servers. It affects phone systems. It affects your home computer. If it's a hot day, expect the fan to crank up and try and move some air through. Expect all these things to happen. Try and keep your house at a livable temperature for you, and it's probably a livable temperature for your computer. So don't try and stand underneath a super cool fan or anything like that, unless you're a gamer and you're overclocking and you're trying to make your computer go faster and you're using nitrogen cooling and stuff like that to make it go really quick. If you're doing all the normal things, then your normal comfortable temperature for you is normally okay for your computer. If you can create an air vent into the room it's in and an air vent out of the room, maybe one at the bottom, one at the top, hot air rises, and a fan in between to pull it through, that's fantastic. So with servers, we'd normally put in redundant fans. One's not running, one is running. So when it fails, the other one takes over. So you've only got one set of fans in there working at any one time. It pulls air from the front through the machine out the back, hot air rises out of the cabinet, and away it goes because it's not up against a wall. When we go into small little rooms, no bigger than a, I don't know, toilet cubicle, that kind of thing, quite often there is a air conditioner of some description in there, and no, it's not set to 16, it's set to 22 to 25, 26 degrees. Normally we make sure that as long as someone's maintaining the air conditioner, changing the filters, getting the dust out of it, keeping it all good, your server's fine. Don't have to worry about it. If your server starts wailing away, your fans are spinning up really loud, yes, it's getting hot. If it gets too hot, it'll shut down. Otherwise, that's a sign for you, you need to crank up the air conditioner. But don't go cranking it down to 16 degrees. It's a waste of money. It will cost you a fortune to do it that way, and it's not necessary. If you're planning a data room, you don't need to make it that cold. 20 degrees will be fine, much better than 16. 16 is going to cost you, wasted. So 23 is about right. And always have an input and output. Don't push things up against walls. Give things room to breathe. Include your laptop, include your desktop. Don't have the output fan from the power supply up against the wall. Normally you can't anyway, you've got power cables coming out the back. But try and let some airflow around it. Don't stack your books and photos and things around the computer stopping airflow. It needs to breathe. If your office is closed over a weekend and you're leaving computers running, then make sure there's some sort of airflow through that building and you're all good. So like I said, a little bit geeky, airflow, air short circuits, fans, temperatures, tolerances, but you'll need to be aware of it, especially on a 48 degree day. That was a shocker yesterday. Anyway, that's all for me today. Enjoy a cup of coffee, and until next time, have a great one.